Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Despite all those numbers from AB, he only went to one Super Bowl as a rookie and lost a 6-point defeat to the Packers in Super Bowl 45. I teased our next guest by saying I'm pretty sure he's the only man on planet Earth who has walked planet Earth who can stake this claim. He is a left tackle with four Super Bowl rings. So many luminaries have played that position, all-time greats. This man, our next guest, is the only one who started in four Super Bowls, won four Super Bowls at the position. John Kolb from the 70 Steelers, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. John, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller, how are you today?
You know what? Thank you for calling. It is really... It's wonderful. That's what's so special about Pittsburgh. You know, you haven't played in a Super Bowl since, what, 1981 or something?
80, yeah, and January of 1980. 80,
yeah, okay. And so, and people still love the, you know, the us old guys. So it's yeah. Kind of neat. Very neat. Thank you.
But, John, you don't look like an old guy. You keep an unbelievable shape from what I've been told. You're like a Brady. You're turning back the clock, right?
You know what? I don't know. I think one of the things that football gives you a lot of opportunities, and one of them is kind of constantly, and I think it's a good addiction to kind of constantly test yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We have a nonprofit that works with people with the chronic conditions, and we do things like we climb Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa in October.
Wait. Hold on here, John. Time out. First of all, you got to tell us what this nonprofit is called.
Well, it's called Adventures in Training with a Purpose, and I don't know how much time you have.
And you guys get together and climb Mount Kilimanjaro?
Yes. Yeah.
Holy
cow. But we
train
for it. You don't just say, "Okay, we're let's go on Friday," you know. And so it's called Adventures in Training with a Purpose. And adventure means I don't know how to turn it out.
Yeah.
And training is different. Here's how I describe training. In about 2.5 months, all the college kids, Michigan, Michigan State, Nebraska, mm-hmm. wherever, they're going to go to Indianapolis and they're going to run 40 yards and they're going to do bench presses and jump vertical jumps and change the direction. And then they're going to say, okay, you did vertical jump 30 inches. Mm-hmm. So now you're a number two draft choice. Those are all numbers.
Yeah.
It's not till you go to training camp that we find out if you're a football player.
Yeah, good.
And so the same thing in life. You know, you can go to therapy, but therapy is limited to by the insurance company. And you get so many weeks. And our people have things like Parkinson's and MS and stroke. And we have people with paralysis. And then we have people, for example, today, a young girl. And so she just turned 26, so she's limited out. So insurance is going to help her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll help you to your age 26, then we'll let you go. So we started this nonprofit, and I was teaching at Youngstown State. And so we get interns from there, and we have a staff, and we're in a actually with this COVID, we're in a orthopedic, we were in a psychologist, psychiatrist office. So in addition to orthopedic problems, we have people with PTSD and that kind of stuff. So it's really neat.
Wow. And so you're taking these people up Kilimanjaro, John?
Yeah. So,
wow.
So we did 3 days of training, and then we go have an adventure. Last week, we went to North Park and hiked 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
When the weather comes nice, we go whitewater kayaking, and we go rock climbing and those things. So, you know, and that's the training camp part of it. You know, we're not training so we can do 15 reps or something. We're training so that we can ride a mountain bike or
I don't think
kayak.
I could do that stuff. I don't know about you, Chris, but I'm able-bodied, and I don't think I could do that stuff right now. I've been cooped up for so long.
It's not like training to run like a third down draw play. It's we're going to go about 20,000 feet above sea level here and just, you know,
you are,
fight Kilimanjaro.
381. Yeah, and one of the things I learned, and it's so connected to me to the Super Bowl, is the, and I think that's why my group of guys won four of them in 6 years.
Yeah.
So you're climbing. You're not hiking, you're climbing. And every hour or so, you take a 5 or 10 minute break, and then the people that are leading this will say, Twin Day Jew, that's Swahili for let's go up. Twin Day Jew, let's go up. And that phrase just really stuck with me. And when we got about 19,000 feet, I had another 400 or 500 feet to go, vertical feet. And I'm really huffing and puffing. And I'm thinking, Twin Day Jew, if God don't show up, I may not be going up, you know. But we made it. And then it's just, I guess that's the thing I would say to you, is a lot of my teammates, and I can start naming them, They've got to have, you know, we need that let's go up thing. We kind of got perhaps addicted to it in Pittsburgh, thanks to all the Steeler fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't get to play in Three River Stadium anymore. But we find those things that it's a Twin Day Jew, let's go up, you know, that challenges. Yeah. So
that's a great story. John, I didn't know that about you. Talking to John Kolb, Steelers Super Bowl champion here, four-time winner, left tackle, starting for all those teams, protecting Terry Bradshaw's blind side. Topical question about the Steelers now. They just made an offensive line hire. I want John Kolb to tell me, in his expert opinion, what makes a great offensive line coach?
To me, it's technique, number one. And we had two technicians when I was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, great technicians. If you watch the film of last year, I sometimes had to turn the game off. I'll tell you one specifically. We got down on the 3 yard line, first and goal. We threw a pass. It was pass interference. So now we still have first and goal.
Yep.
So we still have, now we got five times to get it in. We don't get it in. And I hear the announcers, you know, talk about the running backs and stuff. Gonna say, Rocky Blyer rushed for 1,000 yards.
Mm-hmm. You
know?
Yeah,
and Rocky, you know, Rocky, I love to block for the Rock because he hits the hole quick. But so does James Conner. What if you watch the film? The thing that drives me nuts, and this started. There was an offensive line coach for the Bengals. I don't know how this happened, and maybe after one of the Bengals Super Bowls. Didn't they win a Super Bowl sometime?
They went to two and they lost to the Niners, but they were close.
Yeah, they're the only team that could give the Niners a game in the Super Bowl, basically.
Yeah, okay. But there's a guy. Okay, so his name's McNally.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's an all-time great. Yeah, he's a great one. Yep.
Yeah, so he started this zone blocking stuff where you start taking a step back before you capture the line of scrimmage. But he had Anthony Munoz. And just from a biomechanics, and that's what I got to teach at Youngstown State. You don't take a step back when the defensive end and the defense, when Joe Green and L.C. Greenwood are standing in front of you, you don't take a step back and then expect to blow them off the ball. And that's what they were teaching last year. And over again, you know, all you got to do is watch the film. Just watch the film. And it was driving me nuts. And my buddy Craig and Tunch, you know, Craig saying, well, we're not getting a push here. And I'm going, it ain't a pushing game. It's a hitting game. Guys, you got to step up into it. So he asked me a question, and hopefully they'll just get that. They got guys that are athletic, that are capable, but you cannot step back 4 inches and give the defensive line that 4-inch advantage because you're not going to get anybody moved off the ball. And you know, we needed to make sure that Franco and Rocky got at least 3 yards had gained 3 yards before anybody touched them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we wanted to get them through the line at least 3 yards before somebody touched them, was what our thinking was. So a lot of times the announcer will say, well, Le'Veon Bell has got a lot of patience. And I'm going, no, he don't have patience. He's got nowhere to run. that's not patience. So, I mean, you know, and somebody can argue with me, let's get the film out and we'll
I'm going to take your word for it, John. I'm going to do that one.
Okay. I'm a Steeler fan. I hope that didn't sound like I'm not a Steeler
fan. You sounded like us, right, Chris?
Well, John, I'm a Steeler fan too, but I've been pretty critical of them this offseason, and with what I saw at the end of last season, I'm wondering, you got to block for an all-time great quarterback who won 4 Super Bowls. When you watched Ben Roethlisberger this year, did you see a guy that you felt, you know, had a lot left or enough left to come back and be really good for them next year if he does come back?
I really believe he does. His game is completely different. So you really can't tell. You can't compare Ben to Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, look at the average yards per completion for Terry. You know, he would have somebody open for 7-yard gain, and he was going to throw them to him. You know, and you talk to Terry or you listen to some of those films, he'd go, man, I want to chunk it down the field. You know, he wanted to get the ball down the field to Swanee and Stallworth. He wasn't going to dump it off on the short pass,
mm-hmm.
where now the game is, you know, they have all those little dump-off passes, and Ben can do that. So I think, that's something that he could.
But John, they try to say that that's the same as the run game. You agree with that when they say, oh, the short passing game is the run game? You buy that as a former lineman?
No, I know the difference between a run and a pass. On a pass, you pass setting, all right? And there's a rush coming up the field. On the run, you're trying to get movement and blow people off the ball. Good example. We had some, I don't know, most people probably don't know this. We had some pretty good team fights.
Oh, really?
Not in the locker room. One of the best ones was on the Saturday before the L.A. Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And we're just going over kicking games, and we're in sweats. And so we're going to play the Super Bowl tomorrow, and we're doing some goal line. And we came down, and we ran a 15 trap. That's where our left side blocks down. Our right guard, Jerry Mullins, pulls and kicks out. And Jack Lambert thought that he got pushed a little hard, so he pushed back. And, man, that started it. I mean, everybody's keyed up. We're ready to go. And, and that was the day before Super Bowl.
Everybody now, when you say that, John, you're not throwing haymakers in there. You're a tough guy. You're a strongest man guy. I mean, you're not walloping on guys in there, are you, at that point?
Well, once you get them on the ground, you can't hit them as hard as you can standing up, but you still, I'm just trying to say, it was intense.
Yep.
And that was one of the things that, again, I think the technique thing is a coaching thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was really frustrated. We were talking, I met with my buddy Tunch this morning. Every Wednesday, a bunch of guys go for a walk with him.
Sure.
And I think you guys are probably aware
yep,
that he's
absolutely
in ALS.
Yeah.
And we were just talking and we were arguing. We got beat by Cleveland in Three River Stadium, 51-3. Somebody thought it was 51-0. So whether it's 51-3 or 51-0, it doesn't matter. It was bad.
Yep.
In fact, it was so bad that nobody was in the stands the second half. And I said to my wife when we did the game, I said, you know, we can go to church this evening because nobody, there's no traffic. So we pulled up in the church parking lot, and this little 90-year-old lady walks up to me, and she's only about 4 feet tall, and she gets right up in my chest and looks up, and she says, you guys stink.
That sounds like Pittsburgh, all right.
Yeah, and I loved it, you know, and I couldn't even argue with it because we did.
Oh, man.
But we played Cleveland on the return game, and we beat them.
Yep.
You know, and so that's the thing that you've got to have, too. You've got to have a point when when the ball, when Ponce made the mistake, and we start out, we got the ball, and now all of a sudden we're seven down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, okay, good. That's let's react to that.
Yep.
That's something to rally around, and that's what a championship team does. I just Mike Tomlin is one of the most. I just think he's got so much character. He knows football. Mm-hmm. He knows men. I have tons of confidence in him. But when those kinds of things happen, that's the time. Jack Lambert used to say, reload. When something like that would happen, reload. And everybody picked it up. Reload. And it was the first play, and we didn't have any ammunition in the revolver or in the pistol belt either. You know, we were shooting blanks for us.
Hey, John, thank you so much for being so generous with our time. I just want to make sure people heard you. AdventuresTraining.org is the website for your nonprofit.
Yes. So anybody with a chronic condition, check that out. We're in the North Hills, and it is a nonprofit. So, and right now we've getting a lot of people not only with physical problems, but with PTSD mm-hmm. and depression and that kind of stuff. Yeah. We share an office with a psychologist.
Yeah.
So it's a cool place.
John, we'd love to have you back on again to pick your brain sometime, and you could tell us about some of your memories and adventures again. Okay, buddy.
My pleasure. You know, I hope it sounds. I love the Steelers and. They're going to be back, no question.
Good.
Yeah.
Hope so. John Kolb, four-time Super Bowl champion. Thank you so much, John. You have a great day.
Yes, sir. You all too. Thank you.
Yep. Man, he did not hold back about their offensive line, did he, Malzi?
I was going to tie something together there with his belief in Ben. I might want him to go and talk to Ben about, you know, how often he might have been checking from runs to passes,
yep.
for example. But I could leave that for another day.
It was so bad.
John also has one of the great. John has one of the single funniest stories of his draft, of finding out he was drafted by the Steelers, that I think any NFL player has for any team.
Really?
An all-timer. Yeah, I didn't even want to bring it up
what
here
happened?
Because I want to have him back on. I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, do you want me to tell you?
No, that's a tease, but that's like a three-month tease or two-month tease. Is what
that's
that is.
True. Our listeners have very little attention span, potentially, or might just forget about
well,
it.
We'd
so
like
I could
to
probably
see that TSL
now.
Go up. So hopefully, this will be one that spreads out over 2 months, Malzi. That's what we're
suddenly like. Yeah, our time spent listening is the highest in the United States because people are just waiting for a 3 month John Kolb cliffhanger.
They're sitting through Amy
guys.
Lawrence.
You're the number one rated radio show on planet Earth because people are just dying to know what happened with John Kolb's draft story.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.